Welcome to the Meditation Minis Podcast, mind-shifting meditations to help you feel better fast, with your host, hypnotist Shel Hamilton.
This episode is backed by a listener request to support you in bringing more of something into your life, whatever that something is, whether it's work-related, relationship-related, feeling-related, really anything related, dreaming into being, whatever that beingness may be for you, is what this episode is all about supporting. This episode is brought to you by Felix Gray. Felix Gray makes non-prescription and prescription glasses that filter out 15 times more blue light. I have been wearing my Felix Gray glasses for about a month and a half now, and I love what these Felix Gray glasses have been doing for me. I definitely notice that I'm not getting as irritated or like antsy in the evening, and I'm able to relax more easily. The frames that I have are like a green avocado color. I love them. They are lightweight, super comfortable, very stylish. Check them out now at felixgrayglasses.com/minis. That's felixgrayglasses.com/minis. Free shipping, free returns, free exchanges. felixgrayglasses.com/minis. Both non-prescription and prescription options are available, and that URL will be in the episode description. Go ahead and make yourself comfortable, and when you're ready, close your eyes. As we begin to settle into, to breathe into, and open up to the air of possibilities all around us. As you breathe in purposefully and exhale 2-3 times now, breathing in calm, exhaling tension, breathing in centeredness, and exhaling worry and fears, breathing in a sense of ease, and exhaling all of the noise, or at least as much of it as you can, right here, right now. And turning your attention next to the top of your head, I'd like you to imagine the most comforting, relaxing, soothing feeling or color drifting down from the top of your head. Maybe it's like a beautiful warm light, or a sense of floatiness, or heaviness, or the color blue. Whatever resonates most for you right here, right now, just choose it and go with it, knowing next time you can change it to something else. Imagine that soothing color or feeling or energy drifting down across your forehead and cheeks into your neck and shoulders. On the next exhale, imagine it drifting into your arms and chest, wrists and hands. And on the next exhale, imagine it moving down into your stomach and hips, making its way into your thighs and knees, your calves, your ankles and feet. Each and every breath soothing, relaxing you even more than a few breaths before. Next, what I'd like you to do is imagine yourself someplace outside. Maybe you're sitting on a rock in the forest with a piece of sky. Maybe you're in a chair in your backyard or in a meadow someplace. But wherever you sit outside in your mind, choose a place that's beautiful for you and has at least a bit of sky, if not a wide open vista of blue and clouds. As you breathe in and exhale, and as you relax into this place where you can begin to dream into being something which you once thought was impossible to create, I'd like to take a moment to remind you that the impossible is possible, as has been proven so many times, like when Roger Bannister ran the first 4-minute mile in 1954. And everyone said it couldn't be done, that a human's heart would explode. And what about airplanes? They were an impossible dream until the Wright brothers took flight in 1903. And that cell phone is in your pocket. That, too, is dreaming the impossible into being. And so take another deep breath. Imagine yourself in that place outside, sitting, looking at that bit of sky. And allow yourself to become more and more open to the possibilities of the impossible. Getting a sense of them there, floating in the air. And maybe you decide to reach up and choose one of those impossibilities and bring it in to your heart, breathing into it. And imagine what that dream would look like if it were true, right here, right now. What dream would you choose to create for you, for those you care for, and the world around you too? Picturing what life would look like when the impossible becomes real. Dreaming into being. Right here, right now. Already true for you and the world around you, too. Taking a few breaths now to ground yourself in preparation now to open your eyes. Thank you so much for spending this part of your day with me today. I'm Shel Hamilton. You are listening to the Meditation Minis podcast. And if you want more of this free relaxing resource, you can always make your own personal playlist. Pick an episode that gets you relaxed, another one maybe that gets you centered, and then another one like this that gets you focused on what you're going to create moving forward, or maybe gets you focused on having more confidence. But if you only have 10-ish minutes, then of course you can just chill out with one at a time. Thank you again for being a listener, and create an amazing week.